Well, it's not looking good. You know, the politics in Zimbabwe is really not looking good, with the opposition having been weakened, and that's giving ZANU-PF all the powers to do whatever they want, which is pushing us away from a real democracy. Because if the ruling party is interfering with the opposition, weakening the opposition, dividing the opposition, it's kind of like turning into dictatorship. And we can see now, with all the cries, all the push for, you know, ZANU-PF to change the constitution and let President Mnangagwa, rule for the third term, that really nobody ever thought he would do that. Are we getting into, you know, dictatorship or not? Which I believe we are getting into, a type of dictatorship, if President Mnangagwa is going to be allowed to rule for the, you know, for the third term. And that's not going to be good for Zimbabwe, when it was not good before, you know, before 2025. Looking at what is happening on the ground, with all the noise happening on the ground, divisions that are being found within the government itself. We have people who are aligned with the vice president, and we have people who are said to be aligned with President Mnangagwa, and talking about him running for the third term, and the opposition as well being ripped apart. It seems like it's chaos in Zimbabwe, and that's not good for the governance. That's not good for the economy of the country. That's not good for people of Zimbabwe.
And you are so right, Professor. Mnangagwa publicly denies any intention to exceed his constitutionally mandated two terms. But his home province of Masvingo, they are actively campaigning for his continued leadership until 2030, openly flouting the country's constitutional limits on presidential terms.
Yeah, that's very suspicious of President Mnangagwa, to allow people, especially from his province, to keep on saying what he said he doesn't want to do. That makes us believe that really he wants to rule for the third time, which is not good, because he is the president. He has the powers to say, well, I don't want to hear anybody talking about this, because I have said over and over again, I don't want it. So simply because he is not talking against those people in public and making those people shut up, it means he needs it. And that's not good for Zimbabwe.
And Professor, as a professor of business and following economies around the globe, what is your take on the current economic situation of Zimbabwe?
Well, currently the economy of Zimbabwe is bad, and it's just heading backwards instead of forward. Looking into the shortage of electricity, where a few days ago the whole country was on blackout. Anytime, I keep on saying that, anytime when electricity is off, the economy is going backwards. If they could quantify that into how much had been lost over the years, over the weeks, over the days, it's just like the Zimbabwean economy is not going anywhere. And there is no solution in sight. Of course, they keep on saying we have new generations, like the Wange plant generation, that is new, and yet it's facing problems, you know, within a year or two. So we are not even going anywhere where I see to celebrate. And there's so much corruption that has been made a culture, very difficult to change, to the point where even some government officials have been interviewed by the Voice of America, saying corruption in Zimbabwe is difficult to end. And that's the government admitting that corruption is difficult, and instead of saying it's easy, if commit a corrupt activity, we're going to catch you. They seem like they're encouraging people by saying it's difficult to catch. So if it is difficult for the government, who is going to end it? And where are we going to go with the economy? Absolutely nowhere.